The last paper in this session is impacts of cattle on cotton in a Bahia peanut cotton rotation. David Wright, and that's me. Actually, I should have, the title should have been cattle traffic impacts, but because we were not grazing cattle on on cotton. So we have been working on a perennial grass row crop farming system for about 8 years now, and we have found that perennial grasses in the rotation with row crops does improve soil health, organic matter yield, water quality, improves farm economics. This is a diversified conservation farming system. We do utilize cover crops. We do utilize the land base year-round. And we do know that cattle have a significant impact on the farm economy by using not only the perennial grasses in the rotation, but after cotton and peanut harvest, we also plant winter grazing that we would normally plant anyway if we didn't have cattle for cover crops. And also they do utilize crop residue. However, we do not know that much about the cattle impacts on the total farm system when used in rotation with cotton and peanuts. And this research is investigating the impacts of cattle traffic on the following cotton crop. We do have a tri-state study, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, where we are looking. We've got replicated small trials with and without irrigation, where we are comparing in conservation tillage systems. You see the annual cover crop here, the Bahia grass that was killed out here. We are comparing these systems. What most people, farmers do in the Southeast is a annual cover crop. However, we have looked at, in these small plots, many different factors: nitrogen uptake of crops, water infiltration, soil moisture, compaction, many different things. And we have found in every case that the perennial grass in rotation will enhance either the soil or the crop factors that we have looked at. And the basis of this is that all of those long-term rotation studies in the Midwest that came out of perennial grasses 100 years ago, they continue to decrease in organic matter no matter what the cropping system is or if it's under conservation tillage. We have taken this small plot research to the field. We have a 160-acre field, 135 acres under irrigation where we actually have this system. And if you look down here in the cotton quadrant, which is 40 acres, we've got three areas where we have exclusion cages that are 50 foot by 50 foot in size that cattle are never allowed to graze on these plots, whether it's got the perennial grasses there or the winter annual cover crops. So in those areas, we've got GPS points on the areas that are excluded, as well as the areas that cattle are allowed to graze in, so that we can go back to these areas each time. This is what the rotation looks like in the field, in the large plot. The plot actually turns a quarter turn counterclockwise each year. The peanuts will follow a two-year-old Bahia grass, which is our perennial grass that we are using. Bahia grass will be planted after the winter grazing after cotton. So every year we have this system in there, and we have exclusion cages. Here's what it looks like in the winter after we have planted winter grazing after peanuts and after cotton. Actually, first year Bahia grass was also overseeded with small grains for this cow-calf operation. These exclusion areas you see here in the two-year-old Bahia grass area, cattle are never allowed into these areas at any point. In two-year-old bahia grass, you see here exclusion cages where we're looking at several different things. We've got instruments both in the graze areas as well as in the row crops. Many rhizotrons where we're looking at rooting depth and total root mass. We've also got many other scientific measurements that we're looking at. Likewise, the winter grazing, the small grain in January, you see the exclusion cages. These are not as close as they look like, but we've got them in the predominant soil types in the field. A little bit later on in February, we also, underneath the center pivot is a variable rate irrigation system where we are looking at depending on the soil type, the different rates of moisture that are irrigation water that we would need to use. Later on in March, again, you can see a little bit broader view of the total plots, but the exclusion cages and the cattle that are on there. Prior to planting cotton, the fences are taken down. We do use normal agricultural operations, and here you can see the area that did have the exclusion cages there that we're taking data on. The bahia grass is killed out prior to planting peanuts, and here you will notice that you generally, in the southeast, we rip under the row. If you use strip tillage in our part of the country and you have annual cover crops, you will leave a place bare about a foot wide because the roots of the annual crops, only about a third of the total biomass of an annual crop is below ground, whereas the perennial grass is about two-thirds is below ground. And you can see you don't leave much of a mark planting peanuts through that. And peanuts a little bit later on would be followed by winter grazing, and then we would strip till cotton into that a little bit later on. This is tractor-mounted penetrometer, and Dr. Randy Raper's in the background, who is also working with us on this project. Where we have looked at soil factors, grazing effects on soil resistance, cattle do impact about the top 6 inches of soil. Below that, they do very little, but you do see that we do have quite a bit of a compacted layer in our soil types in Florida. I know a lot of people think, well, you've got sands down that way, but we do have a major compaction layer starting about 6 inches deep, going to about 14 inches deep, that unless you break that, roots will not go through there. Looking at soil bulk density on the grazed versus the ungrazed area, again, you see only the top 6 centimeter. Are there any differences in the ungrazed and the grazed? We do have the cattle traffic does compact the top 6 centimeters of soil. Very little difference below that level. Again, averaged over the grazed and non-grazed area, you see that we do have less bulk density in the top. And a lot of that is because we keep a cover crop on these fields continuously, whether it's an annual cover crop, so we've got a lot more organic matter in that top area. In the cages where the cotton was, you will notice here that we had a cage in some high organic matter soils. Florida is not noted for high organic soils, but you see the bulk density readings are quite a bit lower. And this is one advantage of this sod-based or the perennial grass rotation. We're increasing organic matter with the perennial grass about 0.1% per year. And you say, well, that's not very much, but over a 10-year period, that's 1%. And if we can go from 1% to 2%, that's a major impact in our soil types. Whereas the annual grasses, we are not getting that. Again, you see the bulk density for the grazed, the overall is a little bit higher, and the cattle do compact the soil. Soil moisture in the winter grazing prior to planting cotton, looking at the same type of data from the same different depths, this is down to about a foot depth. Again, very little difference in the grazed and ungrazed area down to a depth of almost a foot. You see there is a little bit of difference in the grazed area. We seem to have a little bit higher moisture. Again, in the surface, and we went through a major drought this past year, and we were doing some irrigation, so obviously we were just keeping the surface wet, and the subsoil was not, did not have, we were not increasing subsoil moisture. But again, of the three cages where cotton was to be planted, again, you see where the high organic soils were. We had higher soil moisture, and from our small plot research, we have seen a major advantage to using the perennial grasses. Again, the grazed and ungrazed area, soil moisture content, really, really no difference. However, then during the cotton growing season, where we monitored soil moisture throughout the season, you see down to about a foot depth, there was very little difference in the soil moisture. But as you got on down to a meter depth, we did have higher soil moisture in the grazed areas as compared to the ungrazed areas. We have not, we've got a soil scientist working with us, and we have not figured out exactly what's happening there, but it was consistent, and these were a combination of about 30 measurements at each of the cages, both within and outside of the cage. So we're not exactly sure why that happened, but we are finding that. As far as how is this impacting cotton, the cotton plants and plant heights and nodes, really, really no difference in cotton plant heights. A little bit of extra plant height here on the grazed area. No difference in main stem nodes in cotton. Same way looking at chlorophyll using the SPAD meter. No difference between grazed and ungrazed area. However, looking at petiole nitrate nitrogen throughout the season, we continue to see higher nitrate nitrogen in those areas that were grazed, which we think is due to the nitrogen cycling, and we will be working more on that in the future. Looking at lint yields, there was no difference in lint yields between the grazed and ungrazed areas, but about 175 pound difference there, no difference in bowl size, bowl numbers. There was a significant difference in turnout favoring the ungrazed areas. In conclusion, perennial grasses do enhance soil quality, soil organic matter, moisture. We have seen a lot of this from 7 or 8 years of small plot data. However, because this is a total farm system, we wanted to look at the impacts of cattle. They do compact the top 10 centimeters of the soil surface. Very little damage they do to deeper depths. Soils with higher organic matter did not compact as easily as those with lower organic matter. So we think as we go through the cycles in this larger farm-sized plot that we will see an increase in organic matter, perhaps less soil compaction. Soil moisture tended to be higher on areas that had been grazed. Soil moisture was higher in the top 6 centimeters of the soil this past year, and I think that was due to not irrigating enough, or we did have a major drought, so we did not increase subsoil moisture. Plant height and petiole nitrate nitrogen did tend to be higher in the grazed areas, and we think that is due to the nitrogen cycling. No difference in cotton yields between the grazed and ungrazed areas. We do know that cattle can have a significant impact on the total farm economy. And I think as we go through the future, and as we have to reduce the amount of irrigation, that the perennial grasses, which are deep-rooted, is a very significant way to reduce the amount of irrigation that we need. We do have a website where we've got a lot of this data. We have a business model looking at the total system with cattle. Here is the website if you're interested in getting on that and looking at that. With that, I've got 30 seconds, and it's always good to be the last one on the program. And are there questions or comments? Thank you very much, then. And thank you for staying.